Do you have a name for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Yeah, well, that's a variety of cantaloupe.
Roasting ears.
Okay.
People call them roasting ears.
Roasting ears.
Roasting ears.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, roasting ears, yeah.
Okay.
I reckon they're trying to say roasting ears.
Right.
Roasting ears, that's right.
All right, tell me about different types of melons you can grow around here.
Cantaloupes and watermelons, that's all.
All right, have you ever heard of a melon called either a musk melon or a mush melon?
Yeah, well, that's a variety of cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little different, but they're called the same, really.
And you would call it a?
Musk melon.
Musk melon, okay.
They call them mush melons.
Mush melons,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a muskmelon and a mushmelon would be the same.
Well, a mushroom, a real mushroom.
Right, now, these are things that would pop up in your yard overnight.
Dandelions.
Well, this isn't a flower. It has a
little
stalk.
The little
kind of round. Looks like a little umbrella.
No, I just
They're usually white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They come in the yard?
Maybe it might be so high.
Oh, a mushroom.
Sure. You ever heard another name for those?
Toadstools.
Now, is there a difference to you? Or
well, a mushroom, a real mushroom, is ones we eat. These little doolies are poison.
You call them doolies?
That's what I just said, doolies. The little toadstools are poison.
I see. Is doolies another name?
No, for I just, no.
Those, you're just saying like those little things?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say if a man has a very sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Swallow.
Okay. And things people smoke, they might smoke either.
Cigarettes, pipe, cigar.
All right. Say if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be.
Obligated.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear anything else besides obligated?
Tied up.
Okay. What about beholden?
No, I don't hear that.
No, I don't want to be beholden to. Okay. All right. Talk about some wild animals now.
They really do eat insects, but they kill trees.
Sure. Do you have different types?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are, though. There's a hoot owl and a screech owl.
See, the small one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and a bird that drills holes in trees.
No, woodpecker.
Any other name for him?
The damn woodpecker.
Meaning that they're pests?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you have problems with woodpeckers?
Yeah, there's a lot of them around here, but they really do eat insects, I reckon, but they kill trees, too.
Have you ever heard people turn that around and instead of saying woodpecker, say...
Peckerwoods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
No.
You know,
the modern way.
Okay. This is an animal that has a white stripe down its back.
Polecat.
Sure.
Skunk.
Alrighty.
Pole kitty. Does that glare too much on you? Down polo. You want me to?
Do you have a general, what about animals that are bad about raiding your hen roosts and killing your chickens?
Fox.
I've heard people call
there's not too many, but there are some.
What about skunks or weasels?
Yeah, there has been, but most people raise their chickens now the modern way and they keep them pinned up.
Would you have a general word that would cover all those animals, like you might say, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those?
Pests.
What about the word varmints?
Yes, that's right.
Do you still hear
mm-hmm.
that?